This is the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Nat's Landing, and by the AC Guys. Now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak, and we are on location here at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every Wednesday night at 7:30 for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, the AC Guys, and by Nat's Landing. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
We got the greatest fans in Glen County.
Absolutely. Showing out and showing up. You got to love it.
That's it.
Big crowd here at Nat's Landing. Still plenty of room for y'all to join us. Like I mentioned, you're going to be here every Wednesday night, 7:30, for the state runner-up Frederick Academy Knights.
Yep. We're getting ready to turn it up. And I'm excited. I think everybody's excited for football to get started back. I know the kids are. It's been hot. The practice has been pretty grueling. So we're ready to play some games. Hopefully we're prepared, and hopefully we can stay injury-free.
Yeah, you had to say that out loud. Knock on wood.
Yep.
Yeah, so it was, 2020 season was a season that surprised a lot of people lining up at the state playoff in the state championship. Lost 16 seniors, though. We talked about it when we sat down here a couple months ago for an interview. It's a challenge replacing that many seniors on the squad.
You think?
Yeah, just a touch.
You know, you only got 150 kids in the whole high school, and you lose 16 seniors. Yeah, it's tough. But, you know, I think our coaches, our kids have done the best that they can. We're doing a good job trying to get everybody ready. It's, like I said, we're playing first 2 or 3 weeks is musical chairs. We don't know what music we're playing most of the time, but we got to move people around to find it to make the right music. And the kids do a good job. The coaches do a great job of that. And, you know, you got to have some patience. And it's given me a lot of gray hair over the last few years. But it's been a fun experience. We've enjoyed it. I think the kids enjoy it. And they learn a lot of football. As coaches, we learn a lot about our kids. Just more than football, as we're out there working with them every day.
Now, I want you to tell me a little bit about some of the kids that I need to be learning a bit more about this year. Let's go over some of the new additions to the team. And let's start first with who's probably literally and figuratively the biggest addition to the team, Ashton Frankel. First of all, thank you, Frederica family, for letting me know ahead of time this time that he's got a nickname I can use on the air. Puma.
I like to call him. He's more of Kung Fu Panda for me. he's got those feet. He's agile, and he's a great kid. Been here working. He's just an outstanding. I don't have enough good things to say about him. He comes in, works hard every day. He encourages these guys up front. He's been a great addition to not only to the school, but to our football program. And he's always there with a smile on his face and ready to go to work.
And I'm impressed that he was making sure that he introduced his mama tonight to as many people as possible. That shows that he has been raised right.
Yes, there you go.
So now he was lined up to be a starter at North Gwinnett.
Yep.
So,
and now he's a starter at Frederick again.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, so he's ready to go. And he's just been a great addition.
Yeah, well, okay, so I can say this. I was at the scrimmage game against Bethesda Friday night, and that's a solid stop up the middle that we've got on the line now.
He's playing nose tackle and right tackle on offense. So he's very well experienced, been taught a lot of football. He's a great kid again. Probably a better kid, I think, overall than just football player. He's an outstanding football player, but a great kid too.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Let's talk about a couple of the other new additions to the lineup. One that just really stuck out to me Friday night, just because, A, it's going to take some serious mental concentration on my part to see number 8 and not say Josh Meadows. But Burns McEwen, Luggett's brother?
That is Luggett's brother.
And thus wearing his brother's old uniform, right?
And he's injured right now, but he'll be back out there and ready to go. He's had a foot injury, but He'll be back, yeah. And I sometimes call him Luckett at practice, so he just looks at me and moves on. So.
All right, so another big number replaced on that. We've got to at I was trying to see where I was going on that one. 24, Sean Mooney.
Sean came to us. He's been here all summer working, playing outside linebacker, learning the game, doing a real good job. You know, I think him and Hayes Carter, who's a freshman, it's a whirlwind right now for those guys. They're trying to figure out exactly, you know, when I'm yelling, what reads are and things like that, instead of just playing and flying to the ball. And we've had that so far. It's been a good experience. Sean's learning some. Hayes is getting better. They're all getting a lot better. And then, of course, another big addition was Vic Ryden, who's a 6'6 left tackle, you know, plays basketball, but also he's big on offense. So huge addition there for us. TJ Jackson coming in, helping us out. He was a basketball player, gonna be a skilled kid. That was a big addition, getting TJ. He's learning what we're doing, you know. So it's big, and the best thing about it is not only, you know, that they're getting a little camaraderie as a team, but the older guys are doing a good job of coaching up too, you know. And so they brought everybody in, make them feel welcome, get them here, you know, and get everybody prepared on Friday night. We're gonna have some hiccups along the way, and we know that, but so far, so good. We're making progress. You know, we got a lot of young kids. Another kid that came to us is Quan Bond from Glenn. He's a sophomore. He's learning the system. You know, it's a work in progress. So I have to have some patience. I have to tell myself every day as I walk out of my classroom, patience, remain calm. You know,
serenity now.
Yeah, but you know, when we get out there, you know, it's a lot of teaching. You know. I know people think that coaching, you're blowing a whistle and it's yelling and screaming and spit flying, but really it's a lot of teaching. You know, it's you got to be a really good teacher out there, and you got to keep their attention, because when it's 109 degrees or it feels like 109 degrees outside, you really got to focus in, and you got to understand what the kids are going through too. You know, it's not who's the toughest guy. And right now, when you got 21 kids, I got to make them survive. You know, and they've done a good job. These young guys and new additions, all of them that are having to play different spots, they're getting better and better.
So I've seen the hashtag already on social media, two separate hashtags actually, small in numbers, big in heart. We talked,
what's that?
Branding, yes, hashtag branding. All right. So, it was, you know, obvious, we're low on numbers last year with the Dirty 30. When we talked about a month and a half back, you were expecting around 25, and it looks like that's what you wound up with to start the season.
We are dressing 22.
22.
22. And
the double deuce.
The double deuce. So, you know, like I said, we are a small number, but our kids are always going to fight hard. They're going to play hard. They're going to give me everything they got. And, you know, that's a culture that we have created, that we're going to play hard. And no matter where I go, my kids are going to play hard. We may not be the best team every Friday night, but we're going to play hard. We're going to be really well coached, and we're going to give everything we got. And so, you know, wins and losses could be measured in the eyes of people that look on the charts and in the internet and all that stuff, but I have to look at it a different way. And our kids are going out there and working hard, and you know what? They're going to win some games we're not supposed to win too. So, I just, you know, as we keep working and keep plugging, you make it happen, and it's going to be tough. I think they got their first dose of it last Friday when it was extremely hot in the scrimmage, got a little tired, and the thing I talked to them about was you got to hydrate tremendously and stay ready. So they've been doing a good job, and they'll be ready.
We will talk about that scrimmage as well as the upcoming season opener against Valwood Academy in just a moment. More to come on the Coach Brandon Derrick Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location for Nat's Landing on St. Simon's right here in Redfern Village. This segment brought to you by Nat's Landing and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. So Friday night was the first home scrimmage of the preseason, if you will, up against Bethesda. 55-20 in the final score. Are we sure that we can't just count that as a regular season game?
That was a scrimmage. We played it just like a game. I thought the kids did a really good job. More experience for our guys. You know, I thought Bethesda came out. Bethesda was a big, athletic football team. Very young. I think they're very young because I think they were full of freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. I think the coach told me they only had like three seniors on the team. So they'll get better as the season goes along. I thought our guys did a good job of getting prepared. We treated last week like it was a game week. We did a film breakdown. We did the whole thing, breaking it down, looking at it on film, see what we needed to do, you know, go through our reps. You know, every day we do our perimeter, what I thought they were going to do. A lot like this week. But I thought our kids did a good job of executing last week. You know, I think we got a little tired at times. One time I had to call timeout on offense, and we very rarely call timeout on offense. Just to let our guys catch their breath, I think it was like a 9-play drive at one point. I was like, timeout. I could tell, you know, we were all hands on our knees looking around like, oh, coach, please, God, just give me a breather. So you call timeout there. It's uncharacteristic. But we rotated some guys in, and we gave up some big scores, one right before the half and a kickoff return. Things we got to fix. And we can't talk about it with the coaches and the kids. We can't be here playing right here all the time when we move some kids around and it just drop off. You know, you gotta continue to stay here. And that's a challenge with limited numbers, you know. And so we're trying to get that best fits. Like I said, you know, we're playing musical chairs. Right now we don't even know what music we're playing, but we're trying.
Hopefully you at least know which genre it is, not the song. Let's talk about real quick about signal caller Thomas Beal. Three touchdown passes, one rushing touchdown for the senior on Friday night. You mentioned during the offseason you're going to be using him a lot more as a mobile kind of quarterback. You're pleased with how the progress has been in his performance Friday night?
I was. We missed a couple opportunities, but he knows about it. I was very polite with him when I yelled at him that he missed an opportunity or two here and there. But overall, you know, I thought he's done a good job of handling the offense all year. He's much more comfortable. Last year it would have been like his freshman year, considering he was injured his whole sophomore year. And he only got a few snaps his freshman year. So last year was like a freshman. It was like his freshman year, sophomore year. And so when you look at it now, he's matured. He understands what we're doing. And you could look at it Friday night. Everybody was standing beside him and call a play, and everybody was asking him, and he was telling everybody what to do. So, you know, he's come a long way, and he'll do a good job.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Sports Media Network. Another big performance Friday night from the River, Jordan Triplett. 180, 200 yards neighborhood thereabouts. Yeah. Couple of times in the end zone.
Yeah. I thought that, you know, that goes to credit our offensive line. They do a good job up front, and he makes some good cuts on some plays. We hung on to the football. I think we had one turnover, and that was the interception where we underthrew John Phillip on the one down there. And JP was yelling at Thomas at that point. He was mad at him, but I get it. You know, it's like they're best friends, but he's like, can't throw him a good ball. That's what he looked like. Come on, give me a ball, man.
Sort of like the old Tiger Woods commercial when Nike complained that he didn't get the logo right on the puck.
So JP's been yelling at him all week. Anytime he underthrows it, so he gives him a hard time out there. So, but it's, one of those things. I thought we did a good job protecting the ball. I thought we did a good job of not having foolish penalties. We didn't have a lot of them. Not penalty ridden. And I told the referees before the game started, call it like a real game, you know, and let's see what we got to work on. I thought our kids did a really good job of not getting too high or getting too low during the game, and did a good job. They played well.
And if they didn't call it like a regular game, because we didn't get that many penalties. I'm just noticing. I'm just calling them like I see them.
I was real friendly to them, and Coach Nash put like a little like Coca Colas and some chips in there for them, so they were giving us a few calls. So you know,
they used to do that for the broadcast teams, but I'm leaving that one alone. I'm not going to go there on that one. So let's talk about the receivers real quick before we take our next break. Bryce Riley injured in the first half. How is he holding up? Because he had, to that point, a pretty spectacular night.
Yeah, he's fine. He bruised up a little bit, but he learned the lesson not to jump up to try to punt, jump out, as we often say. But attack the point of the ball and don't jump up and try to flag it. And so, you know, some lessons have to be learned in experience. So we got that one out of the way, and you know, I think he's probably 100%. He's ready to go. He's had a good week of practice, and he had a good night. I thought all of the receivers did a good job. We talked about after our last practice with some teams that we had was, you know, we had to be more physical on the edge and contain and block on the edge. And I thought our kids did a pretty good job last Friday of blocking on the edge, and we were able to bounce some runs, get some passes out there. So there's a lot more to receiving than just catching that ball. We got to block really well, and I thought our kids did a pretty good job.
Now, in the tight end room, you talked about John Phillip moving it, or again with the tight end position and the importance of that. His performance Friday night looked good from the stands. It was weird watching it from the stands instead of the booth. Just saying, but anyway.
I thought he did a really good job. We had to move him around in a couple spots, and we moved him at the last second to play inside linebacker too. And he's done a really good job. Very mature, handled it really well, jumped right in there, done a good job. And then he plays that H-back tight end spot for us, and he has a lot of stuff he has to learn. You can see those wheels turning at practice sometimes, but he's done a really good job, and he continues to get better every day. So that's all I can ask for, and he'll continue. If he's got a question, he asks, and they're getting better and better. Him and that offensive line are getting a lot better.
The line was a big concern the last time we spoke, simply because just the sheer numbers that you lost and not having the ability to rotate folks in and out, given the break that it was. It looked like the line was doing a great job doing that ball control style offense and defense that you talked about being so important.
Well, you know, I think we've gotten better week to week. And so, you know, we're going to have another tough challenge this week. Got a big defense and offensive line coming into town with Alwood. They're athletic. They move pretty well. We're just going to have to be ready to go. So, you know, I think for us, you know, is understanding what we're seeing up front and coming off the football. And we're getting better and better. The more reps we get, the better we'll get. We just got to stay healthy and continue to work hard.
We'll talk about Valwood when we come back from the next break. And we will be right back to the Fred Reed Academy Coach Show with Head Coach Brandon Garrett on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your proud home for the Frederica Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season is Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederica Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop friendly atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons. Try our online ordering and let's go Knights!
Welcome back to the Keep. Let me try that again. Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are on location at Nat's Landing, St. Simons Island. This segment brought to you by Golden Isles Pharmacy and the AC Guys. Now, taking a little quick sidestep, I know we're real excited to talk about the season opener against Valwood on that, but I think just realizing that regardless of how badly we want it to be, football is not the only thing in life. It's close, but not the only thing in life. What's the atmosphere like? Not just at Frederica, but in the GISA with the Delta variant COVID surge.
We haven't had a lot of conversation about it. You know, everybody, we're staying with our mandates, what we got at school. Everybody's wearing a mask. The kids have done a really good job at school. I think we're doing a good job as administration, as faculty, of catching anything before it actually gets in the doors. And the kids have done a good job. If they don't feel good, you know, staying home, letting somebody know, trying to get it taken care of. So for us, you know, we're just following the protocols and doing a good job all the way around. And the school's done a good job. You know, some of the other schools I know have been hit pretty hard in some areas. I know locally, Glenn is at that level, but, you know, they have a lot more kids, too, that are in a lot of different areas. And so if I were a guest, I would say most of our kids, you know, have done a pretty good job of staying out of gatherings. It's one of the things I talked to them about 2 weekends ago, you know, run around with one another, but try not to get into big gatherings and hang out with a bunch of people. But so far, so good, and knocking on wood. But, you know, it's a scary thing. I think everybody has to approach it the way they want to, but at the end, you know, as a group, you know, just be healthy and be on precaution as much as possible and do what you got to do to stay healthy at this point.
Absolutely. Got to stay healthy. Speaking of staying healthy, got to have all hands on deck for the season opener coming up this Friday night, 7:30 under the Oaks on the campus of Frederica Academy, taking on what has become probably the number two rival for the Frederica Knights, the Valwood Academy Valiants, coming to town.
Yeah, and that's funny that we talk about them being a rivalry, because six, seven years ago, I was asked, Coach, why are we playing them? Why? And I'm like, we want to be a champion someday, so you want to play for champions. And so, you know, I think for us, now it's just, it's common. You know, we're going to go play these guys, and they play us. And I feel like it's a good rivalry. Coach Henderson and I have a good relationship. And Coach Henderson before, Ashley, he and I had a good relationship. And we've learned a lot of football against each other, and we kind of use each other as a measuring stick to see where we're at, because both programs have been predominantly right at the top, and, you know, it kind of gives you something that you build on going into, and we play the first game of the season, which they were supposed to have a game last week, and it got canceled because of the coronavirus, but, you know, they've had one quarter of play, so we're coming into this, and we got to get ready to go. I feel like our kids have a little bit more playing experience right now in the preseason than they do, but now they're probably a little bit more experienced overall. So we just have to come out and play well and don't turn the ball over.
You're listening to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You mentioned off the air before we got started something that I had already been thinking about, and that was whether or not Valwood had managed to managed to enroll any of the players caught up in Boostergate, the Valdosta High School players ruled ineligible by the GHSA, yeah. And looks like that is the case now, yes?
They got one kid in yesterday, and we are already prepared for it today. So,
and, which player was that?
It was Taj Sanders. He played wide receiver at Valdosta. He's a good football player. But we went ahead and started preparing for it today. I saw it come across when we got the roster, and, you know, bingo. I just texted Coach Andrews and said, really, you got the kid in? He's like, yeah, we just got him in yesterday. So I said, all right, so you playing him? And he was open. He said, yeah, we're going to play him. I said, okay, we're going to practice like he's going to be out there. But, so, you know, you get whatever you get. You got to roll with punches. You got to get your kids prepared, and you got to go play. And it doesn't matter who they get in, what they get in. You know, we're going to face some teams that's probably going to be down the road just as tough, if not better than Valwood. So we have to get prepared for all those teams too. So you just go out there and do your job and get them ready.
Not a lot of tape on Valwood so far this year, but what are we to expect from them as far as offensive, defensive performance?
Offensively, I think they're going to try to establish the run. You know, I think they're big up front. They got a big offensive line. A lot of those kids return. I think four of the five come back. Defensively, they went to a four-man front, which is kind of different for Coach Henderson. He's usually a three-man front, odd front. So I expect to see both fronts. And so we kind of looked at both of them this week. I think that We have 24 flips, and we just get our kids prepared for both sides of it, and we're going to go out and, you know, hopefully we can shock them with a few things, and then maybe they'll turn the ball over and we'll get some easy ones, and maybe we can make it a game and handle our business and get out of there.
One of the things that you said last year, and then I've also said several times in the offseason to me this year, is that all you need is the ball to bounce and win the turnover battle a couple times, get some lucky breaks, and we could wind up blank. And Jason Bishop of the Jason Bishop Media Sports Network Empire predicted an 8-2 season from the Frederica Knights this season. I don't like the sound of that, personally.
We go 8-2. We've had the ball bounce our way a lot. We're gonna have to dodge. We have to dodge a few things going down the road with a small roster. So, you know, I think if we were able to do that, we've stayed healthy, and I think that's going to be one of the biggest things for us is to stay healthy and come into every week being pretty much healthy with all 21 kids. So, and football is one of those games. You know, in 2019, we started out with 31, and we went to the playoff game with 21. We lost 10 kids in that. So you pray that we stay healthy and we can play. And so that's the biggest thing right now. And opening game, just go get the jitters out. Don't turn the ball over and give yourself a chance to win the game.
Year number 8 for you, is that correct?
This is my ninth year.
That's right. You're one behind me. 9th year for you, 10th year for me, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I cannot wait for it. It all gets fired up this Friday night, 7:30, under the Oaks on the campus of Frederica Academy. Your Frederica Knights taking on the Valwood Valiants. Please be there. Support your team. Support your players. And be back next Wednesday night, 7:30, right here at Nance Landing. Thanks for joining us on the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nance Landing on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night, 7:30, for the Coach Brandon Derrick Show. I am Jeff Derrick. We'll see you all next week.
Go Knights.